massive number of homes. It's the biggest development for around 50 years in Buntingford as a single development. What we know from recent forecasts and needs forecasts is that Buntingford doesn't actually need that explosion of houses. Buntingford needs around 220 houses in the next 20 years. So to get 160 in one go is much more than we actually need.
Are you happy for there to be 200 homes in the end then? In 20 years' time, if we had this conversation, would you be happy that there were an additional 200 homes?
Yes. We are in favour of responsible development. The name is on the tin. Everyone accepts the fact that every town needs new houses in order to thrive and to grow. But a massive development like this is out of all proportion, and there's no indication that is actually needed by the people of Buntingford.
Any developer coming in to build homes, I think one expects them to at least help to develop the infrastructure to support those homes. What's the developer telling you about the kinds of things that they will put in place, given that you'll have up to 160 additional families in the area?
Well, I'm not a planning expert, but what I can tell from the planning application is that the developer in question has gone through a tick box exercise of contacting infrastructure suppliers like utility suppliers and the like, and in principle got a response to say, yes, we could provide utilities, but what we haven't seen is a very clear framework for sustainability. In other words, how the town continues to thrive with services like schools and health services and transport and things like this. That there have been there's been a little bit of research on potential traffic impact, but we actually believe that that's flawed. So we are worried about the long-term and even the medium-term impact on infrastructure.
So talk to me about the potential quality of life in Buntingford. If we fast forward and there are these 160 new homes, what would life be like in Buntingford under the current plans?
Well, we're concerned that the current plans could mean a number of things. One is that there will be an increased volume of traffic and congestion in the town. It's a small town. There aren't that many public transport links available, so everyone on that site will probably have to be driving cars. 160 houses means approximately, well over 300 cars. So that's a significant amount of extra traffic on a road that really can't take it, to be honest with you. But on top of that, there are a few other things. Like, we've been talking to some of the small businesses in Buntingford, and what they're telling us is not that they're excited about having extra customers, but they think that an explosion like this will prompt out-of-town shopping centres like Tesco's and the like to come to Buntingford, and that, of course, will hollow out Buntingford High Street in the same way that we've seen happening in other towns like Royston just up the road.
And of course that relates to your concerns about preservation of character. I mean, describe for me, or describe for the people that won't, you know, people, for example, living in places, big population areas like Stevenage, won't understand this idea of how a character of a place can change and so quickly. So talk to me about the preserving of the character there. Why is it so important? What exactly are you talking about?
We think that people around Hertfordshire will understand the impact of things like this on the character of their towns. A lot of towns around Hertfordshire have an old section to their town and a new section. But what will happen in Buntingford, we believe, is that what we currently have is you know, a couple of butchers and a cheese shop and a wine shop and a cafe and all these thriving small businesses on the high street. And I think our concern from their perspective is that as the population explodes, big businesses will see that as an opportunity to come in, capitalise on the fact that Buntingford doesn't have a green belt around it that protects the building area or the potential development area, and they could capitalise on that, and of course that will lead to small businesses suffering.